How to maximize nitrogen efficiency in agriculture today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Imagine crop production that involves using no more nitrogen than is needed to get the most efficient production and, at the same time, reducing greenhouse gas emissions and nutrient runoff. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action funded some research on how that could happen. One of the researchers is Bruno Basso of Michigan State University, who says Midwest cropland is underperforming.
About a third of the Midwest, varying by state, it's constantly lower than the return on investment. So you basically spend $700 per acre and you get $500 back. There'll be very few enterprises that will continue to operate under this mode.
The study was started, says Basso, to quantify nitrogen losses, particularly to runoff, and to overapplication on land that isn't going to yield well anyway.
So we're not necessarily against using fertilizer. Fertilizer feeds the world. But putting it the right place, right time, is critical. And we're really finding that there is no justification to feed additional nitrogen, which costs money to the family farms and to the environment, in the place where it doesn't get a response.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.